Welcome to Grace and Glory Audio, featuring Pastor P.G. Matthew. Today, Pastor Matthew continues in his series on the First Epistle of Peter with this message entitled, Saints Shine as Stars, preached April 23rd, 2017. If you have your Bible with you, please turn to 1 Peter chapter 2, beginning with verse 11.
Shine as stars in the universe. St. Paul said, watch your doctrine and life. Both are important. Doctrine first, life comes as a result of it. True believers in Jesus Christ are God's elect, and so they are born of God through the sanctifying work of the Spirit to obey Jesus Christ. If you don't obey Jesus Christ, you are not a Christian. If you are autonomous, you are not a Christian. God commands you today to repent and believe on the Lord Jesus Christ. Beware children of disobedience. Now we are children of obedience, being children of God by new birth and adoption. We are a spiritual house, a holy priesthood, a chosen race. We are kings and priests, a holy nation, and a holy people of God's possession. God owns us. We declare the praises of God who called us out of death and moral darkness to declare God's glory, not to make money, sir, to declare God's glory. Among those dead in their transgressions and sins, we declare God's glory by proclaiming the gospel and living out the gospel in the world of evil, a world that is under the control of the devil. Friends, if you don't believe in Jesus Christ, you are under the control of the devil. Jesus is the light of the world. In Jesus Christ, we are the light of the world. We refuse to conform to the world. We are in the world, but not of the world. And you read Psalm 106, how God's people became worse than the people of the world. And so we read 1 Peter 1:14 through 16 as obedient children. In the Greek text, as children of obedience. Do not conform to the evil desires you had when you lived in ignorance. Every unbeliever lives in moral ignorance. But just as he who called you is holy, so be holy in all you do, for it is written, be holy because I am holy. Ephesians 5:8-10, for you were once darkness, but now you are light in the Lord. Not a little change, total change, sir. Live as children of light, for the fruit of the light consists in goodness, righteousness, truth. And find out what pleases the Lord and do it. Philippians 2:14-16. Do everything without complaining or arguing, so that you may become blameless and pure children of God without fault in a crooked and depraved generation in which you shine like stars in the universe. unless you hold out the word of life. We shine as stars to give light to a dark world, that the elect sinners may be saved to glorify our God with us. And so we are told, he who stole, let him steal no longer, but let him work with his hands, that he may have something to give to those who are in need. A drunkard is sober and responsible. An unfaithful husband is faithful to his wife. A lazy person is now hardworking. A self-centered person has become Christ-centered and other-centered. Change, shine as stars in the universe. That's the purpose of God calling us to himself. Seven things I want to speak. First, exegetical preaching, if you want to learn. First, beloved. Peter addresses us as agapetoi, beloved. We are loved by the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. We are loved by the triune God from all eternity. We are loved in his beloved Son, in whom he is well pleased. We are loved with an eternal, undying love. There is no divorce. We are loved in life and in death. We are loved from eternity to eternity. We experience unending divine love which surpasses human understanding. Our Heavenly Father loves us in Christ, even as he loves his only begotten Son. We are loved by the apostles. We are loved by all true believers, members of God's family. Jesus said in John 13, a new command I give you, love one another. As I have loved you, so you must love one another. By this, all men will know that you are my disciples, if you love one another. We are to love one another even as Christ loved us and died for us. Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Neither death, nor life, nor anything else in all creation can separate us from the love of God which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. Therefore, friends, saints of God, fear not, worry not in life or death. Number two, we are aliens and sojourners here, not citizens. We are aliens here, we are temporary residents. We live here by the standards of heaven revealed in the Holy Scriptures. Paul says, 2 Timothy 3, all Scripture is God-breathed and is useful for teaching, rebuking, correcting, and training in righteousness, so that the man of God may be thoroughly equipped for every good work, doctrine, and life. Love your wife as Christ loved the church and gave himself for her. You memorize the scripture. Do you love your wife as Christ loved the church? We are pilgrims passing through this fallen world. We are filled with the Holy Spirit, walking in the straight and narrow way, the highway of holiness, of the Lordship of Christ. We walk together with God's holy church. Our citizenship is not here, sir. Our citizenship is in heaven. Philippians 3:19-20. Their destiny is destruction, the unbelievers. Their God is their stomach. Their glory is in their shame. Their mind is on earthly things. But Our citizenship is in heaven, and we eagerly await a Savior from there, the Lord Jesus Christ. So we live a holy life. People die. But did they believe in Christ? They heard about Christ, but they died suddenly. They mocked Christ and the gospel. Theology, friends, must lead us to holy living. 2 Timothy 1:9, who has saved us and called us to what, sir? A holy life, not because of anything we have done, but because of his own purpose and grace. This grace was given us in Christ Jesus before the beginning of time. Titus 1:1-2, Paul, a servant of God and an apostle of Jesus Christ, for the faith of God's elect and the knowledge of the truth, that is theology, sir, that leads to godliness. Doctrine and what, sir? Life. Soon we shall be with God and his elect angels, and God's holy church in a new heaven and a new earth where dwells righteousness. We live here 25,550 days, or by the reason of strength, 29,200 days, 70, or by reason of strength, 80. Yes. We live here only temporarily, sir. Then we live with God forever and ever. Revelation 22, blessed are those who wash their robes, that they may have the right to the tree of life and may go through the gates into the city. Outside means hell. Outside are the dogs, those who practice magic arts, the sexually immoral, the murderers, the idolaters, and everyone who loves and practices falsehood. Number 3, apostle counsels us to abstain. Avoid. Abstain from sinful lusts of the flesh. Friends, till our death, sin shall be in us. Romans 7:17. But God's people are born of God. They have a new nature, a divine nature. They have a new heart, new mind, new will, a new set of feelings. By these we think God's thoughts, will God's will, and rejoice even in tribulations, knowing that all things work together for our eternal good. He ordains the steps of a righteous person. And not only that, we enjoy new power, the power of the Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit dwells in us, teaching us and empowering us to live a holy life. So we do not conform to the world, we conform to the Word of God. We follow Jesus, our standard. So 1 Peter 2:21, to this you were called because Christ suffered for you, leaving you an example that you should follow in his footsteps, especially of suffering. 1 Peter 2:24, he himself bore our sins in his body on the tree that we might die to sins and live for righteousness. By his wounds we are healed. So Apostle Peter is counseling us to abstain from the lusts of the flesh, which continually wage a war against the life of God in the soul of man. The war began when we were born again, and it will end only when we die in faith. Holy Spirit is in us. He is giving us power to do the holy will of God and to resist the devil. and he shall flee from us. Resist the devil by obeying God. Filled with the Spirit and Scripture, we put on the whole armor of God to wrestle against all evil in the name of Jesus, who by his death destroyed all our enemies and made us more than conquerors over all enemies. We were slaves of the devil and sin, but in Christ we are slaves of righteousness. We have been set free, sir. Romans 6:22, but now that you have been set free from sin and have become slaves to God, slaves to righteousness, the benefit you reap leads to holiness, and the result is eternal life. We are free at last, and free forever, and free to serve God as his bond slaves. And by the Spirit, we are able to put to death sin. Paul says, Romans 8:13-14, but if you live according to the flesh, you will die. But if by the Spirit you put to death the misdeeds of the body, you will live. Because those who are being led by the Spirit are sons of God. Colossians 3:5 and following, put to death therefore whatever belongs to your earthly nature: sexual immorality, impurity, lust, evil desires, greed, and so on and so on. Titus 2, for the grace of God that brings salvation has appeared to all men. It teaches us to say what, sir? No! To ungodliness and worldly passions, and to live self-control, upright, and godly lives, zealous to do what is good. James 4:7 says, submit yourselves then to God, resist the devil, and he will flee from you. Paul says in Philippians 4, I can do all things through him who continually gives me strength. Colossians 1:29, to this end I labor, struggling with all his energy, which so powerfully works in me. And 1 Peter 4:1-2, therefore, since Christ suffered in his body, arm yourselves also with the same attitude, because he who has suffered in his body is done with sin. As a result, he does not live the rest of his earthly life for evil human desires, but he lives rather for the will of God. This war is ongoing. See what happened to Samson and David. Be alert. Be in the Spirit. Be governed by the Scripture, which is the power of God. It is the word of the Spirit that kills sin. So Jesus said, it is written. Be like Joseph, who put to death sin by saying, how can I do this wicked thing and sin against God? In Christ, every believer is able to live a victorious, super-conquering, sin-killing Christian life. Before, we were only able to sin. Now, we are able not to sin, per se, non peccare, in heaven. We are not able to sin at all. Number 4, live holy lives in holy conduct. The word conduct appears in several verses. How are you living in the world? Be like them, or shine as stars in the universe. Anybody can disobey the parents, but only a Christian can obey the parents. And 1 Peter 1:15, but just as he who called you is holy, be holy in all you do. That is, in Greek text, be holy in your conduct. 1 Peter 1:18, for you know that it was not with perishable things such as silver or gold that you were redeemed from the empty way of life. In Greek, it means bad conduct handed down to you from your forefathers. 1 Peter 2:12, live such good lives. That means good conduct. 1 Peter 2:15, for it is God's will that by doing good, that is good conduct, should silence the ignorant. 1 Peter 3:16, keeping clear conscience so that those who speak maliciously against your good behavior, conduct. James 3 verse 13, who is wise and understanding among you, let him show it by his good life, good conduct, by deeds done in the humility that comes from wisdom. Friends, good conduct means good works, means obedience to Jesus Christ our Lord. Ephesians 2:10, for we are God's workmanship created in Christ Jesus for good works which God has foreordained that we should walk in them. We should do them. Titus 2:14, who gave himself for us to redeem us from all wickedness and to purify for himself a people that are his very own holy people, eager to do what is good. Matthew 7:24, we have a saying in this church, practice 7:24 means obey, hear, and do the will of God. Matthew 7:20, therefore, everyone who hears these words of mine and do them is like a wise man who built his house upon a rock. Hear and do, hear and do, hear and do what the covenant Lord says to you. Isaiah 35, and a highway will be there. It will be called the way of holiness. The unclean will not journey on it. It will be for those who walk in that way. Wicked fools will not go about on it. No lion will be there, no ferocious beast upon it. They will not be found there, but only the redeemed will walk there, and the ransomed of the Lord will return. They will enter Zion with singing. Everlasting joy will crown their heads. Gladness and joy will overtake them, and sorrow and sighing will flee away. Well, sir, I command you to repent and believe on the Lord Jesus Christ and join us in this travel on the straight and narrow highway to heaven. And you say, how can I do? 2 Corinthians 9:8, and God is able to make all grace abound to you so that in all things at all times, having all that you need, you will abound in every good work. And you saw by the Spirit the wicked Balaam said about Israel. I see a people who live apart, different, separate, and not consider themselves one of the nations. Friends, we are aliens and sojourners in this world, pilgrim progresses to heaven, sir. No distraction. Number 5, a proof of our salvation. What is it? Persecution and slander. The unbelievers always speak evil of true believers. And technology permits it, especially on internet. They persecute them and even kill them. If the world praises you, you are like them, an unbeliever living in sin. James 4 verse 4 says, you adulterous people, don't you know that friendship with the world is hatred toward God? Anyone who chooses to be a friend of the world becomes an enemy of God. A friend of the world is an enemy of God. A friend of God is an enemy of the world. And Jesus said, Matthew 5, blessed are you when people insult you. Blessed are you when people insult you, persecute you, and falsely say all kinds of evil against you because of me. Rejoice and be glad, because great is your reward in heaven, for in the same way they persecuted the prophets who were before you. And 2 Timothy 3:12, in fact, everyone who wants to live a godly life in Christ Jesus will be persecuted, especially by the church. Friends, early Christians were called atheists. You know why? They refused to worship idols. They were accused of cannibalism. They misunderstood the Lord's Supper. They heard about eating flesh and drinking blood. They were accused of incest, misinterpreting the agape feast, the love feast. They were accused of splitting families. You know, Jesus splits families. Not pastor, it is Jesus Christ. Luke 12, 51 through 53, and you know it. The moment you believe in Jesus Christ, your wife leaves, your children leaves to sin, sir. Everyone is going out to sin. And you tell them to come here and repent and prove your repentance by godly living, otherwise damned. Luke 12, 51 through 53, do you think I came to bring peace on earth? No, I tell you, but division. From now on, there will be five in one family divided against each other, three against two, two against three. They will be divided, father against son, and son against father, mother against daughter, and daughter against mother, mother-in-law against daughter-in-law, and daughter-in-law against mother. Did you get all that, sir? Jesus Christ brings division. I love Jacob and I hate Esau. God said so. Well, they accuse us disloyalty to Caesar because we refuse to say Dominus et Deus noster concerning Caesar, our Lord and our God. And we refuse to offer a pinch of incense worshipping Caesar. They accuse us we damaged trade. The business is going down because nobody wants to buy idols. You read Acts 19:26-27. There is danger not only that our trade will lose its good name. That means profit goes down. And finally, early Christians were accused of that they are haters of human race. You know why? Not practicing pagan immorality and lifestyle. Friends, don't worry. Jesus was called a criminal, a glutton, a drunkard, a Samaritan, a demon-possessed person. In 1 Peter 4:4 says, they think it strange that you do not plunge with them into the same flood of dissipation, and they heap abuse on you. They heap abuse on us too. Not the unbelievers, but the so-called believers who are in fact children of the devil. Why? We preach the true gospel and we live a godly life. You know why? Because we shine as stars in this dark, fallen world holding forth the word of life. Number six, the elect sinners. They may mock us, but then they stop by looking at us very closely. Like the man on the cross, there were two thieves, but one was born of God. And this is what he said. One of the criminals who hung there hurled insults at him. "Aren't you the Christ? Save yourself and us." But the other criminal rebuked him. "Don't you fear God?" he said. "Since you are under the same sentence, we are punished justly, for we are getting what our deeds deserve. But this man has done nothing wrong." Then he said, "Jesus, remember me when you come into your kingdom." Jesus answered, "I tell you the truth, today you will be with me in paradise." The purpose of our shining as stars in the world is elect sinners may confess Christ and be saved. They stop speaking against God's people because they have been watching our conduct for quite some time. They now realize what they have been speaking against us, God's people, was totally false. They realize that the people of God have been living excellent lives. Friends, we ought to be billboards for Jesus, advertising Jesus. A Christian husband was not a drunk, they realized. Not sexually immoral, not a thief, not a lazy person. He works hard providing for the family. He loves his children. He loves his Christian wife. His wife submits to him gladly. His children respect him and obey him, and so does his servants. His word can be trusted. What he promises, he does, even though it may hurt him. Psalm 15, verse 4. He generously helps the poor and the suffering, and he faithfully worships Jesus Christ. He is a man of one book, the Bible. This Bible knowledge changes his life. Matthew 5:16 says the importance. Why should we shine as stars in the universe? Matthew 5:16, "In the same way, let your light shine before them." That's the purpose, that they may see your good deeds and praise your Father in heaven. They become Christians. Did they join God's holy church? And as I said, a new commandment I give unto you, love one another. As I have loved you, so you must love one another. By this, Jesus said, all men will know that you are my disciples, if you love one another. 1 Timothy 4:11-12, command and teach these things. Don't let anyone look down on you because you are young, but set an example for the believers in speech, in life, in love, in faith, and in purity. Five things. Shine as what, sir? Stars in the universe. Number seven, the elect sinner therefore becomes a Christian, praising God. So he, the sinner, listens to the gospel as they come to church, or as they hear you speak to them. He believes the gospel, he calls upon the Lord, and he is saved. Why this happened? God visited him through the one who was sent by Christ to speak the gospel. God visited him and saved him, and he glorifies him by his life and words. God visited Cornelius and his family and friends through Apostle Peter, who preached the gospel to them. And you know what happened? Acts 10:44 and following. While Peter was still speaking these words, the Holy Spirit came on all who heard the message. The circumcised believers who had come with Peter were astonished that the gift of the Holy Spirit had been poured out even on the Gentiles. For because they heard them speaking in tongues and praising God. Romans 10, 14 and following. How then can they call on the one they have not believed in? And how can they believe in the one of whom they have not heard? And how can they hear without someone preaching to them? And how can they preach unless they are sent? As it is written, how beautiful are the feet of those who bring what, sir? Good news. Romans 15:18 says, I will not venture to speak of anything except what Christ has accomplished through me in leading the Gentiles to obey God, but by what I have said and done. Listen to those who are sent by Christ. God visits his elect sinner through his servant whom he sends. Then let me ask you some questions. First, do you shine as stars in your Christian life and Christian proclamation? Are you conforming to the world, or are you a people live apart from the world? Number two, do people speak evil of you and persecute you? If so, you are a follower of Jesus who told us, if anyone would come after me, he must deny himself, take up the cross and follow me. He said, whoever wants to save his life will lose it. But whoever loses his life for me will find it. Number three, friends, has anyone confessed Jesus Christ through your godly influence and witnessing? Ask yourself, all these years, what have you wrought? Did anyone confess Christ through your testimony as they look at closely your life? And number four, have you repented of your sins and trusted in Jesus Christ alone, who was delivered over to death for our sins and was raised to life for our justification? Let us pray. Heavenly Father, from this day forward, help us to shine as stars in the universe by the power of the Holy Spirit and by the power of your Holy Scripture. And help us that we may be used to bring others to Jesus Christ before we die. Help us to fulfill this purpose. In Jesus' name, amen.
Grace Valley Christian Center is committed to the unchanging truth of the Holy Scriptures. We have been proclaiming the whole counsel of God since 1974 through our weekly worship services, our website resources, and our publishing ministry. For more information about our church, to find more edifying sermons, or to order books by the Reverend P.G. Matthew, please visit our website at gracevalley.org.